Planeta Bolilor Rare.
I'm Dan Alexandru Tiberiu and I'm presenting you the Rare Diseases Planet. In of care, the innovative patient-centered approach for social care provision to complex conditions workshop on improving integrated care for people living with rare diseases and complex conditions is a 3 years project funded by DG Employment, and Eurordis is one of the main partners in this project. We will find out today why is case management important in rare diseases care, where did this idea came from, and what are the results envisaged by the project. We have a definition of case management as a collaborative process of assessment, planning, counseling, and information on options and services to meet patient and family's care needs through communication and available resources. This project is more about intersectoral coordination and collaboration, strategy for integrated care like translational models for integrated care with rare disease focus, common goals and strategies like common action plan for health and social services, cross-party vision and strategy like cross-party agreements, cross-budgetary system, for example, common budget for health and social, long-term care funding, value-based commissioning, asset-based planning, better data sharing with clear rules among sectors, evidence of benefits of holistic care, monitoring services impact and readjusting if needed, more funding for research, advocacy, patients' voice and stories being shared, meaningful patient empowerment, raising awareness, for instance, in media via storytelling, politicians and society at large, access and dissemination of information, e-opportunities, health, knowledge and education, to empower organizations and workers, for example, training health and social professionals, developing a framework for case management through training curricula for case management focused on transversal training and not only background. We invited today at Radio Noro Raquel Castro from Eurordis, project manager for Inof Care. She is talking for us with Dorica Den about this interesting project at the meeting of the steering group of the European Network of Resource Centers for Rare Diseases, which takes place in Brussels. Let's listen.
First, I would like to introduce yourself for our listeners at Radio Noro.
Hello, I'm Raquel Castro. I'm social policy senior manager at Eurordis Rare Diseases Europe, the umbrella patient organization for rare diseases at European level.
And how are you connected with the rare disease field?
So before working at Eurordis, I was working in Portugal, where I'm originally from, at the National Alliance for Rare Diseases, so similar to RONARD in Romania. And I was working at the helpline, setting up the helpline to support patients and families with the rare disease.
How did the idea of the project Inof Care came?
So before Inof Care, Eurordis was involved in an European joint action for rare diseases, so an European project for rare diseases, where we were mapping social services across Europe for people with rare disease and their families. And during this mapping, we found out these resource center services, which are services similar to Noro service in Romania. And we mapped them across Europe. And when Inof Care called for proposals, so there was a call for proposals that the European Commission launched, and we saw that it was focused on this one-stop shop, this is how they call it, services, and actually this is very similar to the resource centers like Noro. So we saw that there was an opportunity with what we knew about these services and the different services we knew to develop a project based on these services. And also we saw the opportunity to try to have case management project implemented as well in connection to this resource center. So how this is how Inof Care came up and how we ended up in Romania and at Noro and hiring case managers at Noro.
Okay, I would like to know which are the objectives of this project.
So the project is focused on bridging the gaps between health and social care and daily life support. So basically constructing a pathway for patients and families, and that things are somehow structured and coordinated. So what it means for you as a patient is that instead of going to the hospital and having your treatments and appointments and separate from your school and your job and not having this global approach, the Enough Care project would like to promote a model with case managers that helps you to coordinate all these things and, for example, to avoid to spend too much time on different treatments and therapies and that would keep you, for example, from having a job or from going to school. So the idea is to try to optimize, to try to increase the level of information that you have as a patient and family about your disease, about your rights, and to mobilize more support or to coordinate the support that you already have.
What do you think, which are the main challenges of this project?
So there's two big challenges. One is connected to the pilot. So the pilot will be taking place in Romania. That means that during the project, there will be a service of case management, which is funded by the project, by the European grant. And it's taking place at Noro in Romania with the county of Saraj. And when this project is ending, the European funding will end. And so there will be a sustainability issue for Noro and for Romania and for the county. To continue these case management services, which we believe that will prove to be very useful for patients and families. So there's definitely a challenge to gather the right support and the right environment in Romania that the case managers can continue to work after and to provide, continue to provide this support for patients and families. And the second challenge is that Enough Care is an European project, and the goal is to extend this model or other models that support this this coordination of care and is bridging the gap in other countries. So the challenge is also to work with other countries, and Enough Care has composed an advisory group with representatives from different authorities across European countries. And the challenge is to work with these representatives from national authorities and regional authorities to establish similar models or to proceed with implementing similar models and solutions across European countries.
Thank you. Do you have any message for our listeners?
Well, if you're a patient...
For Rare Disease Day, for instance, for patients.
As a patient and family, do not lower your arms. Do not stop fighting for what you can. And to put that message out that your life is complex, has many facets. It's not just about your disease and about your treatment. But if you think that you want to live life fully, having a job, going to school, having your friends, your social life, do not stop to mention that wherever you go to the different professionals, whether that's health professionals, social, your teacher, your employer. Do not stop mentioning that your life, like everybody else's life, is full of different facets and you want to live it fully.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu and I'm inviting you next week again at the Planet of Rare Diseases.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.